News with Jim Finn.
With budget deficits looming in the next few years, the city of Baraboo is looking to put a referendum for operating costs on the November ballot in hopes to avoid drastic service cuts. Those cuts could include closing the Ochsner Park Zoo and the pool at Campbell Park, as well as selling the Baraboo Civic Center. The city is hoping to vote on placing the measure on the November 5th ballot during its next Common Council meeting scheduled for August 13th. If a fall referendum is voted down, selling the Civic Center and closing the zoo as well as the pool were among the council's ideas for immediate cost savings and revenues. Mayor Rob Nelson said none of those measures would be long-term solutions to the city's budget issues. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy with a few isolated thunderstorms this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. High today in the mid-80s with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid with a high of 88. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now, they can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
99.7 Max FM.
It's 801 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Here's Steve Winwood. This is Higher Love on 99.7 Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more. Max FM.
Featuring Patti Smyth, there is the Warrior. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 9 minutes after 8 now. And Finn, we were talking about movies just a few minutes ago because Deadpool Wolverine did really well at the box office this weekend. And somebody texted in and asked if the admission cost to movies is up like a lot of things are this day and age. Would it have still broken records if prices to get into a movie were what they were about 10 years ago? I think the question to that is the answer to that is probably yes, because a majority of people in the world were going to see Deadpool and Wolverine. Now, would it have been as high up as it is? Probably not. But I think it still probably would have done very, very well at the box office. Maybe not record breaking, but I'm betting pretty darn close. And if we go back 10 years, we actually had movies we wanted to go see, and we couldn't just stream them at home either. So
exactly,
there's that aspect of it.
That helps when there's something we actually want to go and see. see in the theater.
Yes.
So, well, let me ask you, because did you go to Madison to see these movies this weekend?
No, we just stayed around here and went to see them. Yeah, we just did double features around here. So.
And how much were your ticket prices?
We got the afternoon 25% discount on Despicable Me because it was before 4 o'clock or whatever their cutoff time is than regular prices for the 5 o'clock. Honestly, the ticket prices weren't as expensive as it was the concession stuff.
Yeah.
The concession stuff was, I mean, this is why
that's where
like,
they get you is the concession, is the popcorn and everything else.
And I get it. Their prices have gone up on everything as well. So I totally understand that. And we don't go to a double feature and sit in the theater most of the day, like ever. So there is that aspect of it too. But, you know, when you start thinking about taking an entire family to the movies, I'm guessing that's why movies are doing much better streaming wise than they are on theaters, just because if it is a family film, and we've talked about this, and you want to take yourself and a significant other and, you know, 2-3 kids to the movie, you're looking at a pretty pricey day, right? Where you, and then, you know, and then you got to, you feel bad if somebody's got to use the bathroom in between because, well, you paid good money for the popcorn and for the tickets and all of that kind of stuff. Sometimes they can't sit still that long to actually watch the film. And so I feel like for families in particular, it just makes more sense to be able to do movie nights at home where you can have the snacks readily available. You can pause the film if somebody's got to go potty and you can do what you need to. And if they get tired or bored, they can actually go do something instead of still be confined to a seat. For a lot of families, I feel like that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, and even when you look at it, you know, and we were talking about it, I said to Dexter as we were watching some of the trailers for upcoming films, I said, no wonder people are streaming at home. And he goes, right? Because he's like, these don't look like you'd want to be in the theater to see them. He's like, they don't look worthy of, you know, the sitting here and going through the for one thing, the trailers alone. The movie was supposed to start at 3:15 and we finally started it at 3:50 because of the amount of trailers before the film. You know, I was like, someday we'll actually get to what we want to see. So, you know, there's all of that, I think.
But you know what, though? I've recently been reading some stuff about streaming platforms and how there might be a callback and we might see physical media make a comeback because people are getting a little frustrated with streaming platforms and how you have to have more than just one, and the prices continue to escalate.
Yes.
So who knows where this world is going to take us as far as this, you know, streaming platforms, because at the beginning of the pandemic, we were all in, right? I mean, that's all we were doing.
That's all you had.
Yeah, but even on whatever platform you're watching, are you going to be able to find everything that you want on one platform? You're not.
See, so, and what we do, and this is why I love the beauty of streaming platforms, and I'm not saying don't go to the theaters, because I feel still like there are some movies that just are theater worthy, right?
Absolutely.
And that's an experience that you just can't get at home, no matter how big your speakers are. Hello, Corey Hartman. No matter how big your TV screen is. Again, hello, Corey Hartman. It's just an experience you can't get at home. You have to be in the theater to see it. So what we do is if there's a film we really want to see and it's on a streaming platform, but we're like, oh, this is probably one we don't need to see in the theaters, because let's face it, there are some of those as well. Some that you really want to see, but you're like, is it really worth the theater prices, the theater experience, all of that? We'll buy that streaming platform for a month because it's still honestly, in that case, it's still cheaper than taking the entire fam out to the theater to see that film if it's one that we feel like isn't theater worthy, and we have our criteria for whether or not we feel like it's theater worthy. Because still then, even at $15-16, I mean, for some people, I get it, still a stretch, and I understand that, but at the same time, you know, that's still cheaper than taking everybody out to the theater for that experience from a for a film that you're just kind of on, right? Because if it's a film we're just kind of on, we're probably not dragging everybody out to the movie theater to see it. So I'll buy that platform for like a month. And then as soon as we're done watching the film, I'll go in and I'll cancel that subscription so that it doesn't renew. you, because that's the only part about streaming platforms at this point that I think is the most convenient. Not only can you watch everything at home, and we talked about this, right? Streaming platforms eventually, I think, are going to become a lot like cable. Everybody was cutting the cord there for a while because it was so expensive. Well, now you're starting to see the same things happen on the streaming platforms because, duh, these companies realize, hey, we can make money doing this stuff. And that's essentially what it is. It's not so much about the inflated price from anything else other than the corporates who realize that they can make a whole lot of money by doing a little price gouging, right?
And wasn't it Netflix? You know? Wasn't it Netflix that just canceled their low-end subscription rate?
Yes.
You know, here's the other thing, though, and in defense of all the streaming platforms, sometimes there's some hidden gems out there that you're not even aware of. But, you know, I mean, so over the course of the weekend, we started watching this show on Netflix called Botkin, okay?
Okay.
So it's set in Ireland, so I was all in, and it's really cool because, you know, you get to see a lot of the Irish landscape and everything. So I was all into it. But if I hadn't read about that show somewhere,
I would never
even know it would exist, because there's only so many times you can scroll through a platform trying to find something to watch or something that
before
everybody's going to
you
agree
give up.
On. Yep. It's like when it was cable and you'd have the remote control. And I know guys are more guilty of this than the ladies are, but just the continuing to scroll through channels over and over just to try to find something that interests you.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of that, with all of the different ways that you can stream the Olympics this year, I was watching the Olympics Saturday afternoon with Dexter before we went to the movies. His dad had to go meet somebody for lunch and run a couple of errands and things. So Dexter and I were left to our own devices for a few hours. And we were watching the Olympics, just kind of, you know, relaxing a little bit. You know, we like to try to do that on the weekends a little bit. And finally, at one point, I looked at him and I was like, dude, I said, I know you have ADHD, but you're giving me ADHD the way you're watching the Olympics. He found handball. Now, I don't know if you've ever watched a handball tournament. It is the craziest sport that I've ever seen. Obviously, it is way more popular over on other continents than it is here in the United States. But it is like a combination of basketball, maybe a little rugby with some soccer mixed in. It is absolutely one of the craziest sports I've ever seen. And now the kid is enamored with it. He thinks it's the coolest sport he's ever seen. You get to literally take people down by the neck, and the goalies can't use their hands. They can only deflect balls. So obviously, you're going to score a lot of points. It is really kind of a crazy, weird sport. I don't understand it at all. It's a little bit like curling. I'm enamored with it, but I'm never going to understand the nuances. But he was clicking through all of the different places where you could watch the Olympics, you know, because we have Peacock. And if you go to Peacock, they have all the sports laid out. He was clicking through them so fast. I was like, wait, what is happening? And like, we'd watch like 1 or 2 minutes of it. And then he'd be like, oh, this is boring. Let's go to another one. I was like, you need to stop. Just put down the remote, like walk away from the Olympics right now, kid.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And then last night he was doing the same thing. And finally I said, okay, I said, I need to go to bed anyway. I said, you have fun clicking through this at rapid fire and then he found handball. He found women's handball between Spain and Angola. And he was set. And that's what I left him watching when I went to bed. He and his dad ended up watching the rest of that, that game from earlier in the day. Handball. People apparently it's where it's at. The teenager loves it, so we're gonna go with it, I guess. My goodness. So, changing gears here this morning, you know, all the memes that poke fun at all the old folks out there, you know, get off my lawn, old man shaking fist at the clouds kind of thing. We're essentially, if you're old, you're complaining about everything. Turns out that people online are talking about, of all ages, by the way, are talking about things that things they are getting too old to deal with. And you can probably relate to a few of these, no matter how old you are. And this is actually an ongoing thread that's happening over at Reddit right now. So one of the things that people on this thread say is arguing with other people. One person said, it makes me think of Keanu Reeves. He once said he protects his peace by refusing to argue with anyone about anything. He said 1 + 1 = 5. You're right. Have fun with that. And sometimes I kind of agree with that, especially in the day and age of social media, because there's a lot of people who are just on it to create chaos and to try to rile somebody else up. So I feel like that one's totally appropriate. I love this too. Concerts with assigned seating. Remember when you just used to buy a ticket for like not an astronomical fee and then go into the venue and first
general
come, first
admission.
Serve?
Yeah.
That's right. And you just sat wherever and you tried to get there as early as you could to be first in line so you could get right up in the front. Yeah, no, we don't do that anymore. We're going to pay a premium for being in the front row, and you're going to pay less the farther back you are. Yes.
Talk about the price of going to see a movie in the theaters, concerts, forget
right?
it.
Right? I know, it's ridiculous. Wow. And then if you want to pay $25 just to get yourself in the venue, you have a nice view of that obstructed pole that's right there in your way. Good times with that. Number three on this list is hangovers. People say there's, you know, 3 days to go back to work is at least normal for me now. Yes. Hangovers can be a little brutal the older we get. There was a day and age where we'd go out and we'd have fun with our friends all night long. We'd get about an hour of sleep. We'd still go to work with a little tipsy and we'd still make it through our entire day just fine. And then we'd go do it again the next day. Now you're like, really? It's 8 o'clock and you want me to go out when?
Yeah. That doesn't have the same charm now, does it?
Yeah. No. And getting drinking until you're throwing up, you know, like, not that you ever wanted to do that, but there were times. Let's all face it. We were all young. We made our stupid mistakes, or at least some of us did. And now you're like, that doesn't sound fun. That doesn't sound good at all, does it?
And you know, I'm not exactly a lightweight, but the room spinning, when you lay down and the room is spinning,
It's not normal. Another one on this list is lack of sleep and also sleeping on an air mattress. Yeah, those are things that at one point in time seemed kind of cool. Again, like you could do it when you were in your 20s. And now you're like, you want me to get how many hours of sleep? That's not my normal 10 that I'm supposed to be getting. And air mattresses, let's be honest, nobody ever thought those were fun to sleep on. Those just have never been a good thing for anybody.
Or a futon with
those are awful. I remember having to stay over at friends' houses after we'd been out at night because, you know, and even if we hadn't been drinking that much, we were just tired, right? And you just didn't want to drive home. And so I'd stay on their couch or their futon. And you can do it when you're in your 20s. You can, or, you know, late teens. But now I'm like, that could be why my back always hurts so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Checks out.
Caring about people who don't care about you. Yeah, I think that's a big one. Learning to just let go.
I cannot stand that.
I know.
That's one of those things where, okay, so you want to have a conversation. That's cool. And then you start telling me all about yourself. All right,
yep.
That's cool. The second I open my mouth and start telling you about what's going on in my world, you just revert back to your own world and what's going on. Oh, man, that's one of my pet peeves for sure.
That just means they actually don't care and they just want people to listen to them.
And
they just want people to listen to their problems, disguising it as maybe they want to hear about you a little bit. Yeah. Sitting on the floor is another one. Yep, I remember when my boys were little, we very rarely sat in chairs. And then there was one day that Dexter was about 4 or 5, and I remember making that old lady sound trying to get up off the floor. And I was like, you know what? Nope, we're not doing this anymore because mom's never getting up off the floor if we continue to do this. So,
but I know you're like me, you have a bad back, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And so I always have. Yeah.
When you sit on the floor, if you sit on the floor, but your back is up against the couch, does it feel better at all? Cause it does for me.
It depends on how long I'm sitting there and what position I have to have my legs in, right? And I know that sounds weird, but if I have to sit there crisscross applesauce for a really long time, then no, you're going to basically have to unpretzel me to get me up off the floor.
And there's no grace in the getting up.
No,
there's nothing graceful about that.
No. I mean, you literally look, I try to equate it to a baby cow learning to stand for the first time. It doesn't matter how small you are. It doesn't matter matter how much you try to make it look graceful. It's just really not. It's a lot of rolling around, a lot of grunting, and a lot of groaning.
There's a lot of groaning, yeah.
Things popping that shouldn't be. Now, if I have enough space and it's not like a tiny area and I can like stretch out a little bit and move around, then it's not as big of an issue as long as I can prop up against something. But even sitting in chairs, like if I have a chair without a back, or essentially, I guess that would be a stool, and I have to sit there for very long, it really does hurt my back as well. So I have to always have something to lean on. So let's see, what else? Oh, keeping up with new slang is also another one. Yeah, that's hard. It changes constantly, and what's cool is not cool anymore, and the teens have their own set of slang now that doesn't really fit with the slang of anybody else. Plus, now you have all of the social media acronyms that filter into everyday vernacular, and it's just, it's hard. It's hard to keep up. I'm just going to keep saying rad and hope my kids think I'm cool for like another 100 years.
I still say groovy, and that's even older than rad.
Once in a great while, I'll pull out groovy as well. Keeping up with new music is another one that made this list, and keeping up with the Kardashians, apparently. I feel like we were all too old at one point to even care about the Kardashians, but yet here we are still talking about them. New music, though, is a tough one, and I someday fear, here's my big fear, though, Finn, with this. Right now, I can still say I know a lot of the new artists, because I have teenagers and like young adults. And so they kind of broaden your horizons a little bit, right? Otherwise, right. I'd still be listening to The Temptations over and over. I mean, let's just be
nothing
honest
wrong
about
with
it.
That. Yeah.
I grew up with oldies. I worked in oldies radio. I still love to pull out my Temptations every now and then. Grassroots as well. So I feel like, though, because of the fact that I still have young adults / teenagers around, I still stay up to date on some of the current music. They're going to go away someday. They're going to also be older, doing their jobs. And then I feel like my new musical prowess is going to basically fall to the wayside, because they're the only reason why I actually keep up on new music. Now, I love a lot of young new artists. I think they're incredible. Will I like them as much when I don't have to listen to them per se? I'm not sure. So we'll see how that goes. Waiting in line is another one. Yeah, I'm not very patient.
Isn't that funny? That's one of those things that, yeah, as we get a lot of these things that are on the list, they check out, because it's like you just don't have time for it anymore.
I've maybe always been too old to wait in line. Like I'm nice about it, but if I'm in a hurry, especially, and I just look at what's going on, like especially if I get to a self-checkout, speaking of being old, right? If I get to a self-checkout and the lines are backed up, and there's people who will actually check that entire cart of groceries you have for you, like I feel like self-check should be for people who have so many items or less. That's what I honestly feel like they should be. And I know every store has kind of got their own policy on that. I just feel like if the self-checks were for people who had like 25 items or less, it would go a lot faster, because let's face it, not everything scans equally. And then you've got to get somebody over to fix it after it's screwed up, or we've double scanned something accidentally because some of them are more sensitive than others, whatever the case may be. And so then I just find myself going, this is supposed to be convenient, huh?
I wish there was a little bit more balance with that too, because when I go into, I'll pick on Walmart, I'll go into a Walmart, and you're kind of a fan of going through self-checkout. I'm not really into it that much.
Yeah.
But you go into a Walmart, and generally speaking, there's what, maybe 2-3 lanes that are open, okay? And then there's all the self-checkouts, and I don't use the self-checkouts. But then we recently went to a Kohl's. We went to a Kohl's store, and there were so many more self-checkouts than there were
actual checkouts
with a physical person, you know? And then, like you said, then you have to have somebody, if it doesn't scan properly, you have to have somebody come over and help you out anyway.
Or it won't take your coupons.
Yeah,
I saw
all these self-checkouts, and I thought, what is happening here? This basically the whole front end of the store was right? all self-checkout
lanes. I know, it's crazy. And I do love a good self-checkout lane. Now, here's the thing, though. I don't usually go into the store myself to buy my big bulk of groceries. Again, as we've talked about, I'm a huge fan of online shopping for several different reasons. And so if I can have them do a big bulk of my shopping, then that's awesome. So then when I go into the store, it's essentially like just a few things here and there to make up the difference of fresh fruits and veggies, milks, all the stuff that you run out of really, really quickly. So that's why I'm a fan of self-checkouts. If I'm going in to do a bulk of my grocery shopping, though, I'm probably going to use somebody who is actually employed there and not a self-checkout, just because I feel like that makes more sense. Exactly. Now, it's very rare that I do that, though, so I haven't had to go to somebody in a very long time. Chasing after people and being the only one to put in the work for relationships with family and friends. Yeah, I feel like that's a big one. At some point in life, you're just like, you know what? Sometimes these relationships are not worth it, right? Like you just have to get to that point. Parenting is another one that made this list. Now, I'm not sure if this is supposed to be a funny or sad one, but we'll take it in the funny sense because that makes me feel a lot better this morning. But here's to all the grandparents out there who are actually willing to jump back into the fire. And we know at this stage of the game, there's a lot of families who look completely different, right? They're made up of, I mean, families are, you don't have to be the stereotypical mom, dad.
Right. It's not Leave It to Beaver anymore.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Families look all different ways, and however your family works, I think it's cool. You do what you got to do sometimes, right? Negativity and internet bickering, and also social media just in general. I mean, that one pretty much speaks for itself as far as getting tired of it. And then finally, other people's drama. And I love this, just people in general. Again, some of these things pretty much speak for themselves. So there you have it. It's a good thread, though. It's happening over on Reddit if you want to check it out. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Mostly cloudy with some isolated thunderstorms this morning. Partly cloudy later today. Highs in the mid-80s. Then partly cloudy, 67 tonight. Warm and muggy again tomorrow with a high near 88. Right now, it's 69. And hey, Finn, we've been promising it all morning. We got to do this right now. We have a family four-pack of tickets to the Milwaukee County Zoo. Woo. This is for mom, dad, anybody that you want to take, a couple of friends. I don't care how you parse it out. We've got four tickets right now, and you are going to have a day on us at the Milwaukee County Zoo. Now, if you love this family four-pack of tickets, all you have to do is text us right now, 355-9970, 355-9970, and you are going to enjoy maybe a little back-to-school trip to the zoo, maybe a fall trip on a weekend before the calendar gets so busy and the temperatures get a little cooler. Again, we don't care how you parse it out. You're just going to the zoo. Again, you can text us right now. Tell us you want to go. 355-9970, and you are going to be on your way to the Milwaukee Zoo.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Max FM.
It's 8:33 right now. We hope you're having a great Monday. Share If I Could Turn Back Time on Max FM.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that have hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:37 right now, and we are giving away tickets to the Milwaukee County Zoo. Got to say a big congratulations to Debbie from Reedsburg this morning. She got herself a family four-pack, and so many of you texted in, and I have so many zoo tickets that I decided to give away a second four-pack. And so I'm waiting to hear who that person is and where they're texting from. But that's how easy it is. All you got to do is text when you hear us tell you to, and you might win some really cool stuff like a family four-pack of tickets to the Milwaukee County Zoo. Again, congratulations to Debbie and whoever my other texter was. We'll get around to that as soon as I find out name and where they're from. Now, we're going to talk about saving money and shopping local. If you haven't already been to MaxFMBigDeals.com, you really need to do that, because this is like one-stop shopping with everything for you, for the home, foods, adult beverages, a little entertainment as well. And at the same time that you're doing one-stop shopping, you're saving all of this money, in some cases up to 50% off. We've got instant deals over there too, which means those certificates are going to be right on your phone, and you don't even have to wait for us to send you anything. You're just enjoying a meal out or maybe a little family outing as well. For instance, tonight you don't want to cook, Monday and all, how about a two-pack of certificates to the Al Ringling Brewing Company, $20 value, only $15 today at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Yeah, that's the type of instant deals we're talking about. Lots of new merchandise being added all the time. You really need to go check it out and do yourself a little shopping. Save a little extra going into another week at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. A little warm and muggy over the next few days. Temperatures in the 80s, and yeah, the humidity is going to stick around. Sean Cable's going to tell us about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports next year on 99.7 Max FM.
Take a short drive to Big Savings at Little Market and More of Sauk City. Find your favorite basket and bedding plants, crafts, and fresh produce at this family-owned and operated stand. Little Market and More accepts cash and credit cards and is open Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. And Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 7. Find fresh flowers, veggies, honey, and more at Little Market and More, S9748 County Road E, Sauk City.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
A couple of big steps for the Packers this past weekend. One, they agreed to a four-year, $220 million extension with quarterback Jordan Love, and it came just in time for the start of padded workouts over the weekend. I'm Bill Scott with sports. NFL officials also on hand in Packers camp this weekend as teams work on new rules, including the changes on kickoffs. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Marlins 6-2 Sunday, salvaging the final game of their three-game series. Jake Bowers and Jackson Churio homered. Bryce Terang flashed the glove to help the Brewers defensively pull out the win. Midwest League, Wisconsin beat Beloit 5-3 in 10 innings. American Association, Kane County down Milwaukee 11-6. Lake Country down Kansas City 10-3. U.S. heads into the third full day of Olympic competition atop the medal standings, securing a total of 12. The Americans have 3 gold, 6 silver, and 3 bronze. France is second with 8. Japan is third with 7. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with a few isolated thunderstorms this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. High today in the mid-80s with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid with a high of 88. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now, they can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
99.7.
It's 8:43 right now. We hope you're having a great Monday. Thank you so much for spending it with us, John Cafferty.
She'll never know just how I feel. Out of the shadows, she walks like a dream. she made me feel so mean. Nothing gonna save me from the love that's flying, slipped to the dark side across our line. On the dark side.
It's 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:45 right now. And Finn, we were looking for our other winner to give away those tickets to the Milwaukee County Zoo. And we got to say congratulations to Michael texting in from Reedsburg this morning. Now he gets to take his grandson to the Milwaukee Zoo. So good nice. Times for them. And congratulations to him as well. And we've got lots of these Milwaukee County Zoo tickets we're going to be giving away over the next few weeks. So be listening for your chance to text in and win. Hopefully we can send you and your family or you and your friends for a fun day at the zoo. I don't care how old you are, going to the zoo is still super, super fun. It really, truly is. Sometimes we go to the zoo and we don't even take our kids with us anymore, Finn. Because it's just a fun thing to do sometimes.
It is a great thing to do with the whole family, though. It really is.
It is. Our kids used to love going to the zoo. They used to particularly love the monkeys, so we would hang out a lot near the monkeys. And seriously, even now, if we're in a city and we're by ourselves, sometimes we'll be like, maybe we should just go to a zoo. So we've been known to do that a time or two by ourselves as well, even without the kids. Hey, speaking of animals, we've got to talk about our pets of the week. Now, obviously, hopefully these animals won't throw poo at you like the monkeys do at the zoo, but we do have a couple of really adorable... We do have a couple of really adorable faces that we've got to talk about who are up for adoption right now over at the Sauk County Humane Society. And so we're going to jump right in here with our dog of the week. Look at Edward. Isn't he a cool little dude?
Edward has what I like to call the ferocious.
Yes, he does.
The bottom teeth are just kind of doing the...
Yeah, like we call those aspy snags. Those are her snaggle teethers. The little snaggle teethers is what we call them. Edward is a awesome little dog. He is 4 years old. He is a small mixed terrier, but he's got a big dog attitude. And you can tell just by looking at the photo. He's got a personality. He's spunky and he's feisty and he is so ready for his forever home. He can be a little bit jumpy at times and very excitable, but he loves to have all of your attention. He also enjoys a leash walk. He does pull. That's going to be the terrier in him. Trust me, I've lost an arm or two on a walk with Aspen. So a good harness harness would be very good for Edward because it's going to protect his neck as well as his trachea. A little fun fact here, and more of an important one if you've got a small dog. They can actually sustain neck and trachea injuries from constant pressure from that pulling. So make sure you have a good harness on him. He could also share his home with other dogs, cats, and really most humans of any age. He came into the shelter in desperate need of grooming, but he is one handsome little guy now. Look at him. He's so awesome.
Styling and profiling.
Yes, he is. His new family is going to need to plan on grooming costs, though, because he has that type of hair. He is neutered. He'll be microchipped and up to date on his vaccines before going home. He looks like some kind of Muppet right now because he's got kind of fun little ears that are a little bit longer, but then his body's been, obviously, because he was in such a need of grooming, they had to take him down really, really close to the skin to probably get tangles and mats out, would be my guess. But they kept his ears really long, so he looks like some sort of like Muppet or something right now. But he is super, super adorable. He's so adorable. So check out Edward if you're looking for still a young guy, only 4 years old, but maybe a little bit older. So maybe he'll have some of that puppy rambunctiousness out of him too. But he's certainly a cool little guy. So look, it's so.
What did you say? You said spunky. He definitely looks spunky.
He does look a little spunky. He does. And then we have our cat of the week, and don't let this fool you. The cat of the week's name is Doggy. Doggy is a 3-year-old dark gray domestic short hair who loves dogs and dislikes other cats. Believe it or not. She is absolutely gorgeous, though. She was a dump-off cat at a farm, and although her new owner took really good care of her for a couple of years, you know, things like the vet visits, being spayed, up to date on vaccines, she wouldn't integrate with the other cats. So she loved the dogs, though. That was what Doggy liked. She will come to the front of her kennel, inviting you to take her out for playtime. She can be a little bit independent, and she likes to play with toys and loves a good wand toy with you on the other end, adding to all of the fun. She's a little laid back as well, and she does play pretty quietly. She enjoys lap time as well as your attention. Doggy will be microchipped and up to date on vaccines before she goes home as well. She's just absolutely beautiful with her. Are those green, blue, like a greenish, bluish, almost turquoise type
of
eye?
It looks like, yeah.
She's beautiful. Absolutely.
For some reason,
gorgeous.
I always think of the movie, when I'm looking at her picture, I think of the movie Bell, Book, and Candle, even though
yes.
I think that cat was just jet black, and this
she's
cat
just all
is
gray
not,
though, head but, to toe. Yeah. She's just beautiful, yeah. And then she's even her little nose is gray, and the inside of her ears. But she's got like these amazingly, it looks like in the photo anyway, like almost like a turquoise eye. She's just absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. So check her out if you're looking for a cat that's maybe a little laid back, but still loves your attention when she's up for it, which I feel like is most cats, quite honestly. But check out Doggy if you're interested in a little bit older cat as well. Now voting for their 2025 calendar over at the Sauk County Humane Society is officially in progress. This is the time to vote for your favorite pet or photo. The top contender will receive the honor of their photo on the front cover. And remember, votes are $1 each, and that can be done in person at the shelter or online as well. And we'll give you the website in just a minute. Now, if you've been following along at the available animal section on the Sauk County Humane Society's website, you will know that they have a large number of kittens who right now are looking for their forever homes. They have a lot of moms and newborn kittens that have, or orphaned kittens right now, who have entered the shelter. So this is just a good reminder to remind everybody that they do have that low-cost spay-neuter clinic for cats. And remember, they book out a few weeks in advance on that one, but if you're looking to get your cat spayed or neutered, this is a great opportunity to do so. They'll also do some low-cost vaccinations at that point, but you do need to give them a call in order to get on their calendar, and we'll give you the phone number and all that pertinent stuff here in just a minute. They're going to have volunteer orientation this coming Saturday. You can fill out an application by going online. And remember, if you have a kiddo that wants to volunteer because they love animals, anybody under the age of 18 has to have an adult with them. And there's lots of opportunities, whether you want to work directly with the animals, whether you just want to help them plan events. I mean, they have everything in between there as well. So a lot of different things that you can do to help out shelter animals. And then, of course, we mentioned last week somebody was able to donate a washing machine to the Humane Society, and they would like everybody to know that it is a rock star of a washing machine, and they thank everybody for their help in making their life a whole lot easier right now, too. Now, right now, they need some laundry detergent at the Humane Society. They also need bleach and indestructible dog toys for those heavy chewers. Yep, I have one of those. No rawhide is the only thing that they would ask at this point. Now, if you are looking for more information on Edward or Doggy, about voting for the calendar, if you want more information about volunteering, all you have to do is go to sockhumane.org, and their number at the shelter is 356-2520. You can also get that again by going to sockhumane.org. So make sure you check that out. A lot of shelter animals right now under their care who are just waiting for their forever homes, Finn. So Edward and Doggy are our pets of the week, though, and they are a couple of little gems. So definitely go check them out.
How amazing is that, that somebody would donate the washing machine
for that?
That is just so cool.
People are awesome. Most people are awesome. I mean, let's face it. Most people are pretty darn awesome, and you see that on an everyday basis. There's your occasional few that you're kind of like, eh, okay. But for the most part, a lot of people in this world are pretty darn awesome. And anytime you're talking about helping out animals, I think that hits just a different heartstring in a lot of people. So a lot of different ways to help out at the Humane Society, even if it's just having laundry detergent and bleach delivered over there, they will always be thankful for that. You can imagine with that many animals under their care, just think of how much laundry you do because of your one pet in your house, or maybe your couple, right? Think about how many they have.
With our two, that's enough. I can't imagine out there. Wow.
I just did a load of Aspen's laundry today. The blankets, the kennel pad covers, all of the towels that we Kong on, just the towels that we dry off on when we come in from being wet outside. All of it adds up pretty darn quickly. And so, yes, I can relate and understand. So wherever you can help out, remember, you can always have stuff delivered right to the Humane Society through Amazon and Chewy. If you don't want to go do the shopping yourself but still want to help out, or maybe you just don't have time, or you can just make a drop off at the Humane Society as well. So a lot of different options to help them out. We've got to talk about our calendar days here now, because there's a few good ones on this list. Speaking of more animals this morning, it's International Tiger Day today, Finn. I mean, nice. Talking about those Milwaukee County Zoo tickets, might see a lion or tiger or two if you head over there. I think the tigers are just awesome. Their coloring and their striping is just absolutely amazing. We won't talk about the Tiger King, though, because that feels like it would be
separate thing.
That would be bad luck on today, on Tiger Day, I think. It's also National Lipstick Day today. So for all of you ladies who have your favorite shade, I have to honestly say my lipstick is basically just chapstick, because for some reason, doesn't matter what the lipstick is, doesn't matter how moisturizing it says it is, it makes my lips completely dry. I have eczema, though, so not everything works with my skin. So I use the nice tinted moisturizers. That's what I use, and that's about as fancy as I get.
You gotta go with what works for you, right?
Come on. Well, you know, it's either that or I'm like, my lips start peeling at some point, and I figure that's way less attractive than just using the tinted lip balm, quite honestly. It's also Rain Day today, which is appropriate, because we've seen a little rain this morning in the area, so that makes a whole lot of sense. And then there's a couple of really good food ones on this list today as well. Starting, I don't even know where to start. Both of them are amazing. So it's National Chicken Wing Day today. So if you love yourself a good chicken wing and you want to make a meal out of it, this is your day to celebrate with the wings. Boneless, in, bone in, we don't really care. Just enjoy yourself some good chicken wings and have some good sauce with it. Now, do you have a favorite sauce with your wings? Is there like a sauce that's always your go-to when you have a wing?
Boy, see, I am such like the king of condiments that I go between several different kinds. I like something that's a little bit more spicy and tangy, you know. How about you? What do you usually roll with?
Oh, what do I usually roll with? I usually roll with something like if they have like a mango or pineapple or something, but okay. I'm not a huge spice person, so I tend to go on the milder side. But it's also got to have a lot of flavor. I mean, it can't just be boring. It's got to have a whole lot of flavor for me as well. So there is that. But I do love myself a pineapple something, pineapple mango sure. something in that vein. Mm-hmm. Let's see. It is also National Lasagna Day. And again, I feel like you can't go wrong with a good lasagna. I mean, it's delicious. Who doesn't love noodles and sauce and cheese all gooey baked together? I think it's absolutely one
good
of
stuff.
The best.
Although right. on a heat day like today where it's just extremely warm, lasagna doesn't really sound like my jam for
today. It's pasta, quite honestly. I guess at this point, I don't care. Just give me the pasta, all of the
me.
Pasta. But you're right. Sometimes on a really warm, muggy day, you want something a little lighter. I understand where you're coming from. Taking a look at the forecast, speaking of muggy weather, it is definitely going to be that over the next few days. Isolated thunderstorms still possible yet this morning, otherwise becoming partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy down to 67 tonight, then partly cloudy, warm and humid tomorrow with a high near 88. Right now, it's 70.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin.
WRPQ Baraboo, 2279 EG Reedsburg.
Don't miss out on the opportunity to join one of the recreational or competitive leagues for a more immersive experience at Asgard Axe and Tap. They welcome both adults and children ages 10 and up, making a fantastic option for family outings or adult gatherings alike. To reserve your lane and embark on a Viking adventure that promises a selection of 24 craft beers, great restaurant, and unlimited arcade, call 608-432-3505 today. Unleash your inner Viking. Your adventure awaits at Asgard Axe and Tap.
Looking for a great deal when going out to eat?